two.
Well, sometimes you'd have two if you had butter or something like that to use, you know?
Yeah.
But most time you had just one knife, fork, and a spoon, you see.
Yeah, but you might have two knives, right?
Yeah. At times, yeah.
Okay. Can you say that for me? Just say that word, knives.
Knives, yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you put flowers in, Mr. Moore, in? You might put flowers in and bring them inside in a what?
We'd have a regular vase for it, you know, put it in a vase.
Okay.
In vase, put flowers, put water in it.
Okay. What was something big, a big black thing your mother used to boil water in, you said, to wash?
Yeah.
You call that the what?
They call it the wash pot.
Okay.
I got one. I have one. I wouldn't take I paid maybe $7 or $8. I wouldn't take $100 for it.
I'd like to see that. Now, what would you cook in? You fry something in? What would you fry in?
Well, we had, after I married, we had an iron skillet. We'd fry eggs or meat in it or something like that, you know?
Did you ever have one in the fire that had legs on it?
My mother did, but after that I didn't. I don't know what I've become with all the dishes. First one that I got them, I guess, and people quit using them, you know. I don't know what went with them.
Yeah.
I know some of them did burn up when my house burned up. I had a lot of things, all my school book and everything burned up in it, you know.
Yeah. Did you call that the one with the legs on it? Do you have a name for that?
Well,
Spider, did you ever call that?
No, at that time I made it, called it a skillet, best I remember.
Okay, alright. Now, what kind of bucket what kind of container would you use to slop the hogs with? You know, when you go out and slop them, to feed the hogs?
Well, we had all kinds. We had maybe an old water bucket we used it. And then again, people used to use a lot of actual grease at buying 5 gallon can, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then that would be used in Washington and make good feed bucket. They had a lot of them to feed the cattle and oxen and things like that. You know, people used to use a lot of oxen, and they'd use a lot of them, you know, to grease the wagon and with, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, can you tell me the different sort of things you use to carry stuff in? You know, carry all the stuff in. You told me about a bucket. What else did you have?
Well, people used to, when I was a kid, there was an Indian down there, they'd make baskets.
Yeah.
And you use baskets. You're handed to go pick beans, peas, anything. Nearly everybody had that. Yeah, something like that, like you got a bean, peas, okra, and things you'd use them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You could make them, you had some with a handle on, you could take it, lay it down, pick it up, and they'd last a long time.
Yeah.
They'd make them out of bamboo. These, stem, you know, about four foot long, and split them,
yes,
and let them dry, and then paint them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they made them. They used to walk 10, 12 miles, maybe more, and some would bring their babies on their shoulders, and the others they'd put them in a sack and put on their shoulder.
What did they do? They towed them?
No, they'd cut a hole in the sack and put it on their on each arm and just carry it on their shoulder like that. I've seen them carry. They walk from down there